Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Bonetti. Welcome to Second Sight NYC. It's September 1st. It's 9 p.m. here in New York, and I'm here with psychic medium Chris George, my co-host. Hi, Chris. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great today, Steph. How are you?
Fantastic.
All right.
Let's talk about our agenda for the show.
The agenda. We have a really great show today. Of course, we're going to be taking calls, as always, for psychic readings. We've had a bunch of people that actually emailed us some psychic questions for me that we'll probably be taking on the air tonight.
Yes, we have.
We have this fantastic psychic from Connecticut, Lorraine Lush. She's a very good friend of mine. I met her a little bit more than a year ago. We did a little investigation together at the Shanley Hotel in Napanac, New York, and I'll talk a little bit more about her when we bring her on, but needless to say, she's a fantastic person. I think you guys are going to love her. You could always go to www.secondsightnyc.webs.com to check us out, or our investigations, our pictures, and of course all the services that we offer, like the psychic readings via email, phone, in person, healings. I do a lot of different things, and of course the readings take precedence over everything. I also want to tell everybody that we have a really big event coming up for Halloween, and we have a paranormal investigation at Bailey Seton Hospital in Staten Island. It's one of the most haunted hospitals on the East Coast.
But we'll get into that a bit later.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention we received an email from Anthony, and I'd like to always get to our callers. And Anthony from Las Vegas sent you an email and referencing his job security, and he was unsure, and he was laid off, and he just wanted some feedback on this.
Right. Well, the first thing I picked up from Anthony when I read his email was that his job is right around the corner, literally right around the corner from where he lives. I think that he hasn't been very proactive in searching for that job. I believe that it's right under his nose. And when I say right around the corner, I mean literally right around the corner. I see him working in one of the hotels as a bartender. He didn't tell me that he's a bartender, but I'm seeing very clearly that he is. And I wish I could pinpoint the hotel that I'm seeing, but I really don't like to do that because it kind of takes free will away from people. And like I always say when I read somebody, listen to what I say, but you have free will to change anything. But
could we just discuss free will a little bit? And,
sure.
And, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to finish up with Anthony one second. I think within the next 4 days, he's going to land that job that he's looking for. But Anthony, you need to take the first step. That means get out of your house. I feel that you've been stuck in your house, feeling very depressed about, the way things have been going for you. But I'm here to tell you, it's going to get better. You really need to take that first step, which means out your door. Okay? It's right there. It's waiting for you.
I do have another email I want to speak about, but I was thinking about the whole free will and fate and destiny and that whole concept, right?
Okay.
Because people go to psychics and they say, hey, this person said in 2 months, 4 months, this was supposed to happen. And by chance, or most often, they will alter their actions to accommodate whatever the psychic said. So it is relevant when you speak of free will.
Very relevant, because I'm a very, very strong believer in free will. I could tell people that things are going to happen, that they're going to meet their loved one a year from now. And a lot of times what they'll do is, especially, it seems to happen more so with women than with men. Sorry, ladies, but it's just a fact of the matter. I'll tell them, a year from now I see somebody coming into your life, and it's going to be a really great relationship and a long-term relationship, or it's going to be your future husband. And I'll say stuff like that to them. And what they do is they stop dating. They stop going out with their friends. They stop doing everything. And they wait for that year to come to pass by, and they think that guy's going to be there for them. No, that's just not the way it works. It's not the way it works. I'm sorry to tell you. You need to live your life every single day. If somebody asks you out, if I tell you your guy is a year away, but tomorrow some guy asks you out and you would normally go out with this guy, you know, he's good looking, you have something in common, whatever, go out with him. Because you need to do that. That's one of the steps you need to do to get to where you're eventually going to be. If you don't do that, if you don't live your life every day the way you normally would, what happens is that year time frame that I told you about might become 14, 15, 16 months away. And then I'll get people call me back and say, Chris, you know, you told me my loved one was going to come to me in a year. And I'll say to them, well, did you do what I said? Did you live your life every day? She was like, no, well, you know, not really. You know, I had a couple opportunities to go out with a few people, and I always turned it down. And, okay, so that's you didn't listen to me. You know, that's where the free will comes in. You had the free will to say no, and you did. And what you did by saying no is you altered the time frame of what was supposed to happen for you. So, but free will works, you know, good also, because there are different, you know, different ways to look at things. So,
interesting. We did receive another email from someone. Her name was Lizette from California, and she wrote an elaborate mail about how her father passed. And she believed there was some sort of foul play, or it wasn't his time, or something to that nature.
Yeah.
If you could elaborate on that.
Okay, Lizette. You know, I really spent some time with that email. I really meditated on it. I actually meditated on it for about, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 minutes. And the answers came to me really, really strongly. And I was kind of shocked at what was coming in. I don't believe your father committed suicide. I believe that there was definitely foul play involved in his death. What I was getting was a relative, actually, not a brother, somebody really close, like a cousin, and the name James came to me. And what I want you to do is listen to what I'm telling you. I really feel that a cousin of your dad's had something to do with his murder. And the name James.
Did you say murder or?
I think it was murder.
Really?
I don't. Yeah, because they say he committed suicide. I don't believe he committed suicide. I believe he was murdered,
mm-hmm.
And I believe it was his cousin James who did it. And not only that, but there was more to it. I feel that it had to do with money, and if you step inside yourself for a second and be honest with yourself, you know that your dad kind of was doing things that he probably wasn't supposed to do when he got involved with the wrong people, and I'm not saying that it was inevitable for this to happen. I mean, it's obviously nobody should ever be murdered, especially by another family member. But I honestly feel that that's what happened, and you can verify that by the fact that I'm getting the name James and that he's a cousin. And I think he's somebody who's very close in the family, somebody that, you know, was always at the family functions. But I hate to tell you, I really feel like he was actually very prominent in your father's passing.
Not good news.
The thing is, you know, I can't predict what I'm going to say. You know, I say what comes to me. Normally, I try and stick with the good. But listen, you know, my thing is my deal with the spirits. If you ask me a question, I have to give you the answer that they tell me. And
good, bad, or indifferent.
Good, bad, or indifferent. I have to be true to, you know, to the spirits, because that's just the way it is.
I am going to take another caller.
Okay.
We're going to go, it looks like, somewhere in New York. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. What's your question tonight?
Oh, hi. I'm just curious to know how my husband Michael is.
Your husband Michael, you're separated.
Correct.
Oh, I'm pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I hate to get into the whole separation thing. I know it's hard to hear and whatnot, but you know what? I feel like you guys are really supposed to be together. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Do you feel like you should be together? Because immediately what I get, and I get visions coming from top to bottom, and I get like I get like words coming like from side to side, and I get very clearly that you guys are supposed to be together, that you need to work it out. I feel that you guys are better together than apart.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Very much so, actually.
Very much so, Mom. I you know, something that I do that a lot of psychics don't do is I give time frames. I teach psychic development classes, and I teach my students, you know, stay away from giving people time frames because they'll judge you on those time frames, you know. And if you're wrong, people are very critical of the psychic. But I tend to like to do it, okay?
Okay.
Right off the bat, I'm feeling 8 months, okay? You probably would like it to be 8 days ago, but I'm really seeing an 8 month time frame.
Okay.
I think sometimes you got to swallow your pride both ways. Okay. The whole. Are you familiar with the term testaduda?
Yeah.
That's an Italian term. Okay. And it means hard headed.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense to you? Am I making a little sense to you with the whole hard headed thing?
He's kind of hard headed.
Kinda or very much so.
He's hard headed with everyone but me.
Okay. Well, you know I think for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Tell me what you wanted to say.
No, I think he's become hard-headed now with me also.
Okay. Well, see, now this is where you know you have to step up a little bit and just alter, you know, your approach with him. I think if you alter your approach slightly, okay.
Okay.
I think you have a chance of making something work. I think he wants to make it work, whether he lets you know that or not. Okay.
Okay.
A lot of times, guys say one thing, but they mean another.
Okay.
Okay. I think he has a history of that, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
And I think that absolutely makes sense to you, because I'm feeling that very strongly, actually. And I think if you just give it a little bit more time, change your approach slightly,
okay,
I think you can work it out. But I think you need to be aggressive in it. I think you need to be proactive in it. I think you need to let him know that, you know, you really want this to work. Okay, because I think he does too. I just think he needs to be pushed a bit. Okay, I really feel he needs to be pushed a bit. He wants it to happen. You got to make it happen, and I think you're going to be the catalyst in this. I think that you have always been the catalyst in the relationship, the grounding force in the relationship, the one with the roots in the ground, the keep things, the one that keeps things kind of focused.
Okay,
I think you need to use that to your advantage and really focus yourself, as well as trying to get him to focus on not only what you've had in the past, but what you can really have in the future. Because I think it could be, something really good. You just have to work at it. I really think there's an 8 month time frame for you to make things good.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying making any sense to you?
It makes sense, but we have a force, a person in his family that's poisoning his mind.
Okay, that goes back to what I said earlier. You've always been the grounded one, the focused one, the one with the roots in the ground, okay? Use that to your advantage. I think you're a bit smarter than the person who has his ear.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you're selling yourself just a bit short, because what I'm getting psychically right now is that you are way stronger than what you perceive yourself to be. You're not giving yourself nearly as much credit as you deserve.
Okay.
Okay. I know as I'm saying this, you're saying to yourself, you know what, Chris, you're right. I'm psychic. That's why I know that. But just listen to me. What I want you to do, I want you to take a deep breath, okay? I want you to assess your situation, okay? And then make yourself a little game plan, because I think you're a planner. I think you're a list maker, okay?
And I am.
Am I right when I say that?
Yes.
I'm really good, aren't I?
Stop it.
I'm blowing myself away here, stop.
I am a list maker. That is true.
Okay. So, you know, follow your list. Okay.
Okay.
Make a list. Make a strategy. follow that strategy. Follow it to a T. Because I feel that if you could just map out what you want to do, you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to make him actually see what's right in front of his face. I think he has blinders on. You ever see, like, the horses that have the blinders on? They can only see what's right in front of them, but not what's to the left and to the right.
Yeah.
You need to show him the left and the right. You need to go outside the box a bit and draw him back in. I think he wants to come back in. I just think that he just isn't seeing it yet.
So what in terms of, where is his head at? I guess that's the question.
Thank you. Yeah, where is his head at?
I'm just a woman to woman.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like he's very scattered. I feel like his energy is pulled from left to right, front to back, and he's easily swayed. That's where his head's at. His head isn't where it needs to be. His head is all over the place. There's something called yin and yang, okay? You, Denise, are very yang. Your husband, I feel, is very yin, which means his head is in the clouds a bit. He's a bit, you know, like all over the place, whereas you're very grounded. So it makes sense that his head isn't where it needs to be, okay? And that's why people that are yin and yang do so well together, because, you know, you could ground him when he needs to be grounded, and he can make you a little wild when you need to get a little wild. That's why, you know, relationships that are very yin and yang work out so well, okay? Now it's up to you guys to get back together, which I honestly and truthfully believe you will.
Okay.
And use your strength,
mm-hmm,
and use his strength, and make, you know, your future better than your present is, you know, and I think you could do it. I really think you could do it. I feel very strongly about it.
So you think my approach should be going after him more than giving him time away?
I think you need to be aggressive, but in a subdued way. Does that make sense to you? Let him know that you want to be there, but don't be on top of him 24/7, because that's not what you need to do right now.
Okay.
Let him know that you want to be with him and pull away a little bit, and then let him know you want to be with him, and then just give him a little bit of time, but be aggressive in continually letting him know, you know, I love you. I want to be with you. I think we can have a beautiful relationship. We had a beautiful relationship. We can make it better than it was. You know, I that's just what I feel you need to do.
Okay. I appreciate it. I thank you very much.
Well, you're
thank
so
you
welcome.
For calling, Denise. We'll speak to you again. You let us know if this indeed is the case. So
right. Keep
in touch.
Yes, definitely. I'll keep in touch. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank
Have
you
a
for
great
calling.
Night. It was wonderful talking to you. Bye-bye.
Nice
Bye-bye.
Speaking with you as well.
You know, Steph, you know, people could actually friend us on Facebook on the Sex Site Para. It's SECSIGHT.
And just for clarification, that is the entity which the Second Sight Paranormal Group.
Right.
And aside from being a psychic medium, you also do paranormal investigations and have a team as well.
An elite team.
Elite team, of course. And that is the entity that you're referencing right now.
Correct.
In this.
I just want to be, you, since you brought up the paranormal team, I just want to say we have a couple new members to our team, Kevin and Danny, and I'm real happy to have them to be part of the team. I think they'll add a lot of value to our investigations.
Fantastic. You also mentioned that we would be taking a call from Lorraine Lush, who is a psychic
Correct.
In Connecticut.
Correct.
I am going to bring Lorraine on the line right now.
Okay.
Lorraine?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Stephanie and Chris.
How you doing?
Hi,
welcome
Stephanie.
To the show.
Hi, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, how are you?
Oh, very good, very good, thanks. Enjoyed what I've heard so far.
Oh, am I doing okay?
Oh, I think you're doing fantastic. That last reading was dead on. It was just great.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, of course it will. That's what I'm doing here.
I mean, she's a psychic. What else would you expect?
I know. You know, I just want to let people know how I met Lorraine. And Lorraine, you could add in whatever you like at any time. Please, you can cut me off because you know me. I like to talk. Okay?
Okay.
Well, first, let me ask you. Why don't you tell people how we met? And I'll interject with you.
Okay. You and your team were doing an investigation at the Shanley Hotel. I think that's in Napanock, New York.
Correct.
And I was invited along by a girlfriend, and I had walked into the ladies' room, and was followed in by a female spirit. And when I came out, I must have just had this very bizarre look on my face because you asked me if I was okay. And
right,
I said, well,
I remember that.
Yeah, I said, well, yeah, but I just had somebody follow me in the ladies' room. And I said it was a woman, and she was carrying a towel. And I asked her to please leave so I could have some privacy, and she said she was only doing her job.
So
she stayed with me for the duration, and I came out, and you told me that when men go into the men's room, there was a gentleman that followed them in. So we were
That was right.
So I was quite surprised by that. And that was just a very eventful evening of ghost galore, as
I
recall.
It was amazing. It was one of the most amazing nights I've ever been a part of. And let me just say, one thing that's probably not a great thing about me, and I'm man enough to admit it, is I'm very critical of psychics, okay? I know how I work, and I work with a lot of other psychics, and sometimes, you know, a lot of psychics just don't mesh. I mean, I'm sure you know that, okay? There were other psychics up there, and... You know, they were doing their thing, and I was doing my thing, and I didn't know you were psychic at first when you first got in there. And then, of course, you know, the whole bathroom thing, and I figured it out. And you just kind of, like, stayed with my group. And and I was so impressed with the way you worked. You know, we actually fed off each other, I mean, beautifully. We were passing spirit to the light. We were getting names. We were getting amazing EVPs together.
Speaking of passing spirit to the light, Lorraine, could you elaborate on that? Could you speak of your experience?
Well, part of my work involves crossing over grounded spirits. I don't really like to call them ghosts. I think that just gives them a bad light. Basically, grounded spirits seek me out because either they were too fearful of the light when they first passed, or, you know, some didn't know that they were even dead. Some didn't know what the light was, and, you know, they stay for various reasons. But the light only lasts so long, and after that, they need help. So very often in my work, they seek me out to cross over.
Yeah, you know, and your technique, we have two very different techniques. I actually channel the spirit and pass them that way, and... Could you speak about your technique? Because it was completely different than what I did, but it was just as, I mean, it was just as effective.
Well, I call in Jesus.
And
I don't...
you just showed him the way.
Yes. With that, the light appears, and they usually step right into the light. And by calling in Jesus, I've watched an awful lot go into confession. And after they confess, they're more at peace, and then they just go.
Okay, well, very interesting. That night had so many eventful, memorable moments. What stands out to you? I know, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pick a moment that happened with the two of us, but I want to see if you're going to pick the same moment. Let me see what you come up with.
Well, the basement stands out the most for me.
That was pretty awesome.
Yes, that was awesome. You had gone in one direction at one point, and I had gone off in another direction, and I passed the basement stairs, and I jumped a foot, because at the bottom of the basement stairs stood a gentleman, and he was trying to get my attention, and basically what he did was throw himself down the stairs, so that I could catch his attention, and I jumped a foot. And that's when he told me there... When I was crossing him over, he said, "But you're not done. There were many others in the basement," and I think that was probably the moment for me.
Yeah, that was pretty powerful because when that was happening, if you remember, there was a family. It was. This is the first time this ever happened to me. I mean, maybe you could speak on it a bit if you would have ever experienced it. I remember in one part of that basement there was a family. It was I believe a husband, wife, a son, and daughter, and.
Yeah.
And then there were like three other people next to them that were, like, I would say, in the late teens, early 20s that were junkies. And they had no idea each were there. And I kind of figured that they were like in parallel space, in different spaces on the other side. And they had no idea that they were next to each other. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do. Chris, there are so many dimensions on the other side. that even when the dead cross over, they are not necessarily on the same dimension. So they could all be in the same room and not even be able to see each other.
Right. That was the first time that I had ever experienced that, and it kind of blew me away, I have to tell you. I didn't know how to react to it at first, and then I just kind of like grounded myself and said, okay, you have to help them in this dimension and these ones in that dimension.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, I don't remember how many spirit we passed, but it was quite a few.
I lost count.
Oh, my God, it was crazy. But what stands out for me was when we went up into that room, that pink room, and you had sat on the bed with one other girl.
Oh, yes.
And all of a sudden, your shirt started moving in the back, like you were being massaged. And I said, there's a guy massaging your back. He said, oh, my God, I feel it. And we actually saw your shirt moving. Yeah. Do you remember that?
That was when he gave the name, and you were trying to get his name. I kept telling you, he's saying his name is Mark.
Right. And we got it on the recorder.
Yes, and you thought it was Max, and he kept telling me, no, it's Mark. And the owner walked in, and she says, that's not quite right, it's Marcus.
That's right.
Yeah. Lorraine, is there a site that folks can get in touch with you if they'd like to?
Yes.
I'm
sorry. It's LorraineLush.net. It's under construction at the moment, so if your listeners will be a little patient, it should be up very shortly.
Fantastic. I mean, as we've said before, we are www.secondsightnyc.webs.com.
You know, I think what we'll do is when her website is up and running, we'll put a link on our website for
her. Sure. We have a link, friends of ours, and we should put her there. Thank you, Lorraine.
Lorraine,
it was so nice
talking to you. And, you know, it's always great talking to you. We really should do it more often. And I would love to do an investigation with you again.
Oh, let's definitely plan that out. We need to go back to Stanley. Our work there was not done.
Oh,
I had one follow me home. Yeah.
I know you did. It actually showed up on your phone, if I remember correct.
Yes. Yep.
That was pretty wild. I remember you sent me that recording. It was like an EVP on your phone. It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what it had said, but I remember being like, oh, my God, you actually got an EVP on your phone while you were driving back to Connecticut. That was pretty wild.
Well, it's pretty freaky when you're driving down the highway. It's, you know, above the speed limit, and you hear this voice from the back of your seat.
I know. You never get used to that.
No, you never do.
I'd imagine. Thank you, Lorraine. We'll speak
with
you
welcome.
Next time.
Yes, it was really a pleasure talking to you, Lorraine.
Thank you. You too.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm going to take another caller. And this is 253 is the area code.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Fantastic. Your name?
All right. My name's Kat.
Hi, Kat. You're from?
What's happening? I'm in Washington State.
Okay.
Welcome, Washington.
Thank you. So what's your question, Kat? You know, I'm working on a job, and I'm wondering if you can tell me how that's going to go.
What type of job is it?
It's more of a production type job.
Okay. You haven't been doing it too long? Is it something you've just recently started?
This one is.
Okay, well, this is the one that we're talking about, right? We're not talking about any other ones. We're talking about the one you're working on now. It's something new.
It is.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, as soon as we started talking about it, I was getting a yes, so I'm going to tell you yes, it's absolutely going to happen. I'm not picking up a time frame. I wish I was, but I think it's absolutely going to happen for you. Talk to me. Talk to me some more. What else you got for me?
About the job?
About whatever you want to talk about.
You know, I'm thinking about going on a trip. And I'm kind of apprehensive about it. It's something new that I've never tried before, and I'm wondering if you could tell me something about it.
What type of trip are you taking that you've never taken before?
I think I'm going to be going on like a family cruise.
Oh, you know what? I have to tell you something. I'm actually picking up that you're not going to go on the cruise. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I don't know why I'm picking it up like that as you're telling me you're going to go on a cruise. But and maybe something is going to happen where you're not going to be able to. I actually don't see you going on a cruise. At all. I don't know. I mean, I can only tell you what I'm getting. I don't. If it's booked and all, great. As I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm just getting a no that it's actually not going to happen. Not that your whole family isn't going to go on the cruise. I just feel like for some reason you're not going. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe it's work-related, maybe whatever. Maybe you get sick or something. I don't know. But I don't feel like you're actually going to be going on that cruise. It kind of stinks, huh, that I told you that? I kind of feel bad that I said that. But I can only give you
any reason that you think that maybe, not you, but she thinks that maybe it won't happen? Do you believe that at all?
You know, I'm really apprehensive to get on a cruise ship, so that could be a possibility that I really am not going to go.
Well, I think you're kind of heading the right way because I don't see you on that cruise. I mean, I just don't see it happening. You probably wind up getting sick or something, the whole seasick thing. Maybe that's what it is. You are apprehensive about it. That could be it. I just don't see it happening. As a matter of fact, if it does happen, I want you to write me on Sex Site Power on Facebook and, you know, or come back on the show and let me know that it did happen or that it didn't happen. Let me know if I was right or wrong. But I really believe I'm pretty spot on with this. I just don't see you going on that cruise. Don't hate me for saying that, though.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask, Chris? Well, you have him on the line.
You know, Chris, I do. I have one more question for you. There's a ghost in my house, and I'm not sure who it is. I mean, I have several ghosts, but there's one ghost. I cannot put my finger on this particular one, and it's driving me nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hang up the line real quick, and I'm going to answer that question for you. And it was great talking to you, but I will answer the question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The spirit in your house... just as we're talking, I'm feeling a female spirit, heavy set woman, dark complexion, sweet. I know that you feel that there's a spirit there. I know it's not a haunting spirit. I know it's not a spirit that's causing you trouble or any type of poltergeist action or activity or moving things or scaring you. It's just a presence that is there that you're feeling. It's nothing bad. And I'll tell you what, whenever you feel the spirit around you, I want you to call her Maria. I don't know why I'm getting the name Maria, you know, kind of strongly at this point. I want you to refer to her as Maria because let me just, a lot of people don't know this, but it takes so much energy for a spirit to let themselves be known that they're there, you know, to let you know that they're there. The energy that it takes for them to put out, they want to be acknowledged for it. So if they're letting you know that they are there and you don't acknowledge it, they don't want to let you know that they're there. You know, they need your acknowledgement, and they like it. They appreciate it, you know, because a lot of those spirits are there to help you. They're their spirit guides. They're helpful spirits. There aren't that many evil spirits out there. You know, there are
right.
a few, obviously, but for the most part, spirits are decent. Spirits are decent. Let them know that you know that they're there, okay? They like it. They appreciate it. And in return, they'll help guide you a bit. You know, they might whisper something in your ear at a moment that you need to hear something. I have a saying that one of my spirit guides told me a few years ago. I have a spirit guide named Edward Pace, okay? And he told me, have faith in fate, believe in the possibilities of what could be. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. Believe in the possibilities of what could be, because when you open yourself up to the fact that there are spirits there and you acknowledge them, you will be so surprised at the gifts that they can give you, just in guiding you, without you even realizing that they're guiding you. Just open yourself up to it, accept it, and acknowledge them, and they will help you. I promise you that.
That's cool. I feel like she's...
For calling
go
in.
Ahead.
I'm sorry. I need to take another caller. We appreciate your call.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for helping me.
And please call us back at a later date.
Okay.
Thank you. Chris, I just wanted to mention, in terms of spirits being in your house,
mm-hmm.
are there things you can do?
Yeah. You know, we have a friend in California who was on our show last week. Her name is Cheryl Bridgman, and she has a very nice paranormal group out in California. And she put a post up about, you know, a sacred ritual called smudging, okay? And what that is you know, you have sweetgrass, you have cedar, and the most popular being sage, usually white sage, and they come in bundles. And people burn them and walk around their house, and the smoke is a cleansing agent for negativity and also for grounding, okay? But what I was telling her today on Facebook was there's something far more powerful than sage. Now, all these people, psychics and people who are into the paranormal, everybody uses sage, okay? I also use sage. But there's something way more powerful, way, way more powerful, and it's so simple. Everybody can get it. It's oranges. You grab yourself an orange. You peel it into strips, okay? And what you do is you lie it peeled down, and you get a spoon, and you scrape out all the white from the peel. And so all you have is the orange on the peel. Okay?
The shell.
No white. And what you do is... you put it outside or on a ledge and let it dry out. It usually takes about 2 weeks to get it really dry. I mean, it could be a little quicker, but I like to wait about 2 weeks. I like it to be real dry. And what you do is you burn it just like you would burn sage and walk around your house, and you cleanse your house. And how do you cleanse your house? There's a lot of different ways. You can Google it on how to sage a room and different things to do. Me personally, I like to walk around with the orange peel, and I like to, you know, call in my spirit guides and the angels to help assist me in cleansing my space and making a sacred space, and I ask the negativity to leave, and I ask for the positive energy to stay, and it's very important to sage, especially the doorways coming in and out of your house. The windows also, but the doorways coming in and out of the house are by far the most important, okay? The doors in your house are important, too. The windows are important. All the rooms are important. But I would spend more time on the entrances and exits to your house. It's an old remedy. It's a feng shui remedy. I find, personally, you know, being a sensitive and being very sensitive to the energies, I could go into one room and sage it, and I could go into another room and orange peel it, and there is a difference. The sage cleanses on this level, this earth plane level, okay? The orange peel, on the other hand, cleanses on the earth plane level and the next level. So it's more powerful. It cleanses more space, okay? It just makes things... You will find that you'll be able to breathe better in a home if you orange peel it. You'll feel the energy change immediately. Hope I answered that question well.
Okay, I'm just encouraging people to call in for their reading. Chris is available via the website, email, and or an appointment.
Speaking of email stuff, you know, we did have that other email from Lewis from, I think it was Kansas, was it?
It was Kansas,
yeah. And he was asking about his mom, if she was going to be okay. And I just want you to know that I do see her being okay. I think it's going to be a little bit of rough water for the next, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks, but she's going to be okay. I don't want you to be so anxious about this. Just be there for her, make her comfortable. She's going to pull through, okay? I see clearly that things are going to really take an upswing in the next 3 to 4 weeks, and 2 months, about a month and a half down the line from now, you're going to have mom, you know, close to, you know, what she's supposed to be. And then down the line further, she'll get even better. But within the next 3 to 4 weeks, you're gonna see a real upswing, and things are going to just start working out the way they're supposed to be.
Okay. Our call-in number is 347-637-1298, and our website is www.secondsightnyc.webs.com. Call in, folks. Chris and I are here. I am going to take another call. I believe this is from Philly. Hello, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, your name?
Hi, my name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. This is Stephanie and Chris. Where are you calling from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Stephanie, you are getting more psychic every single day.
Fantastic. So what's your question?
I have two. The other one's kind of quick. But this one, I wanted to know, my marriage isn't going well. It hasn't been going well for a long time. And I wanted to know, I guess hopefully, I mean, I don't see it working, but if you see me leaving him and when.
Well, you know, I hate questions like this because I really like to give really good news, and obviously I can't give good news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should have left already.
Oh, I know.
I think, you know, you know that. I feel that mentally he's gone already.
Mm-hmm.
I think you kind of are also. And I think what you have is a bit of a – how long were you married?
Well, we've been together for almost 10. Well, we've been together for 10, and we'll be married almost 3.
Okay. Well, you know, the whole thing, the word habit is coming into my head.
Mm-hmm.
Things have become like a habit.
Uh-huh.
And the thing with habits are, usually they're bad for you. You know,
uh-huh.
People, it's a habit because it's bad for you. And,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like your relationship has become a habit.
Yeah.
Am I safe to say that?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I've come to guess, I know it. I've known it for a while. We just have 2 small daughters, and right now I'm trying to go back to school because I'm home with the children right now, and in order for me
it's interesting that you said school because I actually see you going back to school. What are you going
okay.
to school for?
Well, I have my bachelor's. I want to go back to school for my master's in education to teach.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you nervous about actually going back to school and the whole thought of getting a job? Because I don't think you should be. I think you're going to – it's just going to fall into place for you.
Yeah, I'm not nervous about that. Right now there's issues financially with a university that I went to before. That's what I'm nervous about. I'm nervous of not being able to return to school because
okay.
I really want
okay.
to.
You're going to.
Okay.
Somehow, some way, you were
mm-hmm.
going to. There's no doubt
okay.
in my mind. And
okay.
I feel very confident in telling you that.
Okay.
One thing you have to know about me is I'm going to tell you what I get.
Okay.
I'm not worried so much about hurting people's feelings. I'll
oh, no. I
But so what I'm saying is, on the other hand, when I feel something really good, when I feel really good about something, which I
mm-hmm.
do, about you going back to school
mm-hmm.
and getting, you know, your life back to the way it's supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
The whole chaotic thing that's going on in your life,
yes.
you know, you're tired of that. It's time to really walk away from that. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, I feel like you should have walked away already. But
yeah.
you know what? You're going to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the right choice. You will go back to school. You will get a job. Everything
mm-hmm.
is going to work out for you. You have really, really good days ahead of you. Really
okay.
good days ahead of you. And again, I feel very confident, very, very confident in saying that. And again,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody that I read. You know,
mm-hmm.
call me on my predictions. You know,
mm-hmm.
if I'm right, let me know. If I'm wrong,
mm-hmm.
let me know. I mean, I'm man enough to handle the fact if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But just
okay.
so you know, it's a very, very, very small percentage.
Oh, my goodness.
But I just want you to know, I want you to be confident and positive
mm-hmm.
because it's going to
okay.
happen. That's the basic
okay.
of what I want to tell you.
Okay. The other one is my kids, my daughter got scared a while ago. They've been scared to go upstairs and stay in rooms by themselves.
Yeah,
she told me she saw a shadow.
Okay, hold on one second. Are they both under 10 years old?
Yes.
Like under 5, maybe?
1's 5, 1's 3.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
And the oldest one actually saw a shadow. The youngest one I noticed when she was younger, she would talk a lot in the room by herself.
Okay,
and
well,
I'm not. I'm sorry?
She wasn't by herself, but go ahead.
Okay. I mean, I kind of felt my grandmother around. I'm not sure if I have psychic abilities, but sometimes I feel. But she saw the shadow. And I don't really think it's their imagination, although, you know, it could be. But I feel like she saw something, and I just wanted to see who it was because I tried to explain to them, you know, that, you know, your grandparents, you know, people who die, they can come down and visit you, you know, relatives will come down and check on you. And I just, you know, want to make sure that if someone wasn't, if she did see somebody, that it is, you know, family and not any, you know, and someone that doesn't belong in the house. Hello? Oh. Hello? 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 Sorry. I didn't know I was on. Yes, it's very good. I'm eating pizza right now. Kids are in bed. I'm relaxing myself. Doritos. No. I'm actually eating pizza down here. There's a supermarket called ShopRite, and they have the best pizza you can get in there. So I'm not sure where you guys are from, but I know. You know, it is my show. I hope he thought, oh, wow, this is cool. I could have my own show. So I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? Seattle. My mother-in-law is dying to go to Seattle. I don't know. She just has a thing for it. Hit me back. What part of PA are you from? Ghost. Oh. Is that where they have the underground city? I'm not sure if that's it. But I watched the show. I'm not sure if it's that. But they built the town on top of, you know, they built the city on top of another town. No, I'm not sure where that's at. Is that close to Philadelphia? Oh, okay. I think I watched Ghost Hunters go in there one time down to Seattle. That looks pretty cool. That would be something I want to experience. Squalling Paul Fog. Okay, is that like near the Poconos? Yeah, I know. But you know what, I watch, even though I like their show, I watch their show a lot, and sometimes I see things, you know, sometimes I don't. Okay. Yeah, I used to go up to the Poconos as kids. I used to go, me and my family, we used to go, what do you call that, water rafting up there. I have an aunt that lives in, like, East Stroudsburg, around that way. Does anybody hear him? I have 9 minutes left. Well, I was always curious how I sound on the radio. How do I sound? Because I don't think I have a radio voice, but... Well, you know, since we're talking about ghosts, I really got into it a couple years ago. I had got a reading from someone, and then she was having classes, you know, to learn about the metaphysical, you know, meditating and things like that. And I really got into that with her. She was a very good teacher. I experienced some things, and she actually started a paranormal group to do some research on houses. But she kind of took a different approach as opposed to ghost hunters, you know, where they go and with, you know, it's basically all scientific. Since she's a medium and a psychic, and a couple other people there were also, she kind of took a more psychic medium approach to it. So when we would go in, you know, we would have the meters. We would have, you know, the temperature gauges and the thermal cameras and things like that. But we would also go based on how we felt and things. And I experienced a couple things. We went into a couple, you know, residential houses that were haunted. And also went to a restaurant that were haunted, and I experienced, I was touched. I didn't hear anything. I really didn't see anything. I smelled a lot. But, you know, it really got me, you know, interested into all that. And as I was talking to Chris, my kids, I believe, are experiencing things here, but I'm hoping that they're, you know, my family, they're my grandparents that have passed away that come down, you know, to come visit them and check on them. And I just explained to them, you know, about, you know, the whole death thing, how I believe that they come down and visit, you know, that, you know, I have angels in the rooms. I tell them they're protected at all times. And if they ever get scared, if something scares them, then they can tell it to go away. Hello? I thought they came back on the air. They still haven't come back on yet? Does anybody hear them at all? Can anybody hear them? Well. Oh, okay. But I explain to my kids and tell them that, you know, you can tell them to leave, you know. You tell them to go away. They're not welcome here. You know, and, you know, you'll be safe. You know, if my kids are gifted, I want to embrace that. I don't want them to be afraid. I want them, you know, I think it's a wonderful gift. I know some people are very negative, you know, they don't like it, especially with religion and things like that. But I'm, you know, I try to meditate. And that's funny, Kat. But, you know, I think it's a great thing to have. Especially if you can help somebody with it. So, but, being myself, I've experienced some things. Sometimes I guess it's coincidental, you know, but, I've smelled my grandmother's cooking before. And I've actually felt a hand on my shoulder when I had asked her for advice on what to do, whether to go or stay. And I felt a hand on my shoulder push me down to where I couldn't get up. And I took that as meaning, you know, don't go, stay. Just a little thing. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to have dreams of flying all the time. I would actually go down the steps. I would be flying down the steps, and I would see my parents down there talking, and the next thing I know, I'd be back up in bed. I was told by a couple of people that I could do that. I astral project. So I thought that was kind of cool because I actually felt like I was flying, not just dreaming that you're flying over something, but my body, I could actually feel that I, you know, was the weightlessness of being up in the air. So I'm not sure why that went, why I didn't experience anything like that afterwards, but I'm hoping to open up now, which is why, I mean, having two kids, I don't have much time to myself. yeah, I guess you would call it an out-of-body experience. Yeah, because I, you know, I pretty much came out. but it's not always good. Yeah, well, I mean, I was a kid, so I've been told in a bunch of when I read things that as a kid, you do that a lot, especially little ones who just come into this world. So I'm told that they, you know, are adapting to the body and they go back. So, but I wish I was psychic. I wish I could, you know, do readings for you guys. But I actually have plenty in the freezer. I just got to go and put it on, but yeah, I was excited to hear what he had to say about my children. And like about my house, you know, you heard about my husband. I pretty much knew deep down inside for a while, and I've come to grips with that. Just worrying about my kids, you know, making sure that I'm doing the right thing for my children. And I know leaving is the right thing for me and for my children. Although, you know, their relationship with him, he's a good father. He's a good person. He's just not that good of a husband, I guess you could say. And, you know, not everybody's great at everything, you know. And, you know, I don't have any animosity or anything like that, you know. I believe we can be good friends after this. I know, but you know what? In the beginning, Kat, I should have seen the signs. I did. I left once when we were dating for a little bit, and I just saw the good in him, I guess. And I don't know if I took him on as a project or what, but, you know, I love him. It's just right now I'm not in love with him, so. But I'm just excited for me to get out there and get back to school and to be able to, you know. I was a very independent person before I got married, so. And I still am, but right now being home with the kids and not having a full-time career, that bothers me. That's in the back of my mind. So I'm very excited to get to school. I just hope all this financial aid, you know, kicks in and everything. But I'm hoping to listen to their show next week, I guess, because they're not really coming on. He seems pretty, I mean, it's a lot of interesting stuff there, especially with the orange. And I have sage sitting up there. You know, I've had sage in my little closet for probably 3 or 4 years. Still haven't done it. But I don't know why. But the orange peels, if that could do that, that seems like something really cool to do, you know, good, so. Okay, psycho. Oh. All right, well, I don't want to study broadcasting. I've been, you know, did that all. Didn't want to do it. But, well, thank you for listening to me, you know. I really hope they're back on because I really enjoyed their show. So, Kat, it was nice talking to you. Maybe I'll see you in the show next week. All right, well. All right, well, everybody have a good night. Stay positive. All right, and good night. Bye-bye.